President, he holds all the cards in this negotiation, because if he's not willing to sign a bill, taxes are going to go up.
That's the voice of Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin. Of course, what else? Talking about the fiscal cliff. The president hanging on to the aces, the kings, the queens, the full deck. How you doing, America? You getting ready for the holidays? Or are you in the holidays? Some celebrating Hanukkah. Not a bad way to do it. A present a day for 8 days. Speaking of presents, we are not getting any from the nation's capital, but that's old news. We keep talking about it. Nothing new. There's no breakthrough. Same old wah, wah, wah happening, meaning that pull up a microphone, any microphone, in front of any politician, and they'll tell you the standard procedure, the operating procedure in D.C. They want this, we want that, and in the end, who gets jabbed or gypped? It would be you and it would be me. It's the middle class that's really going to struggle depending on what things are kicked in and what things are crushed out. Because it's too vague right now. It's impossible to really weigh this. Other than the fact that we know the people with the lower income in some states would feel it, and the people with the higher income would feel it. The lower income, because the Bush tax cuts matter. If you're not making a lot of money and you're talking $80 every 2 weeks or so in a check, well, $80 is money to get gas, maybe lunch, a carton of eggs, who knows? I mean, just regardless, $80 is $80. The people in New Jersey, for example, and we've talked about this before, I've given California numbers and New York numbers, but in New Jersey, because I have a lot of family there and they're looking at numbers, a four-person family with an income of over $101,000, just barely, they'd see taxes go up to 6.8%. So that's almost $7,000, almost $7,000. And think of the storms and everything that just happened, the whole Sandy deal where there's some people rebuilding. Then if you go to the opposite end of that and you go to some of the average incomes that are much lower, like West Virginia, $65,000 on the lower scale, and Nevada, $65,000 and change, they'll feel it because they won't get the tax breaks. So that, as I described it, the $80 typically in every check and a couple of thousand, that has a consequence that would matter. So there's two different examples, and we've been talking about this. This is nothing fresh. It's the realization for people who are starting to hear those numbers in all these different states that, oh, so it does affect me. Because I was thinking it didn't affect me. It's just tax the rich. It's not that. Is there going to be a plan, or is there going to be more damage to our economy, which fragile is what I'm used to, fragile U.S. economy. That's how we can describe it and how we have described it now for years. You still think of that $16 trillion, and it's hard to get that number out of your crawl and to raise the debt ceiling and then just carry on like normal. Boy, should we have another fight over this debt ceiling? Should we just do away with it, completely take it off the table, which we can't. I don't think we can. But how can we keep raising the ceiling? Yes, I know it's standard operating procedure, but I guess that's the problem. That we keep doing the same things. That is the definition of insanity. So we must be a very insane people. This is the narrative that I could go back 3 years ago in America Tonight, and you'd hear almost similar things that I was talking about, and meetings and Band-Aids and what are we going to do and how is that going to affect us. You just break down the numbers, and that's how you know it will affect you. Can you imagine the $80 out every 2 weeks, or can you imagine certain loopholes being closed, too? The charity thing is going to crush charities. People with a lot of money that donate to charity want that write-off. They do it for a reason. They might really love the charity, but they also really need the tax write-off. So they're not going to get that. And then even people that just give a little bit, but significant to them, they may start to feel the same way. So charities are really very skittish about that, worried that they're going to see their pile of money dissipate. And with that pile of money, that means using it to help people in some cases with food or whatever the, if it's a food pantry, whatever the charity happens to be, or clothing, that may make it very, very tough for so many to continue to operate the way they're operating. And that part is a sin, because there are some terrific charities out there, and I hate to think of them getting slashed because of, in a roundabout way, because of this this struggle over tax code and what to put in and what to leave out and whatnot. And I think a lot of people will be upset over the charity deduction, and the reason they would close that would be a compromise to get the taxes to go higher. And if they do that, there are a lot of people who will be fuming. They will be fuming without a doubt. Coming up on America Tonight, an interesting clip about Hillary Clinton, everybody questioning the 2016 thing and whether or not she would run for president. Now that curiosity has kicked in. 2016, we're talking about 2016. We just went through an election, because if you decide to run and you're doing the Mitt Romney plan, then it seems as though you're perpetually running. You got to start the fundraising and starting to spread the word. Now, elections seem to take longer than they did previously. If Hillary Clinton makes a move like that, then everybody would, meaning everybody in the Democratic Party, would certainly want to know and figure out how much they want to back her. But I don't doubt that she wants to step away for a couple of years to do something else, run a charity or do some other such thing and get involved with it. I don't think she hangs around and lingers. So the idea of the running again and going through that, I feel pretty confident that we won't see that happen. It doesn't seem so. We talked about atheists and the nativity scenes and how crazy it is. Can we not live and let live? Nobody's harming one person. The other person's not harming the other person. Just let it be. And so atheists decided, if that's the way you feel, we're going to show you a billboard. Atheists said they say Jesus is a myth, and they do it in big, bold advertising letters on a Times Square billboard. It's at Midtown Manhattan. That's where Times Square is, with a lot of people walking around looking at windows. They have that message up there. It's a picture of Santa Claus above another image of Jesus, and the sign, which is sponsored by New Jersey-based atheists, urges passers-by, people who go by, to keep the Mary and dump the myth, is what it says. So here we go again with more attacks. It's too bad. I think it's insulting. Why do they have to put that up, going to these great lengths? I don't understand. I understand you want to be an atheist or agnostic or Methodist or Catholic or whatever the choice, but how can you attack the other guys? Well, I'm answering my own question. How do you attack the other guys, and then you want tolerance for your point of view? Does it make any sense to anyone else? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 12, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.1480. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.5726, $878.63 for a half ounce, or $439.31 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.5726, $878.63, and $439.31.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What would it take to convince you to run? In
you know, that's all hypothetical because right now I have no intention of running.
Hillary, in her own words, she doesn't want to run. She's got bags she's got to put away. They're in her eyes. She's exhausted. She's whipped. She's tired of it. She's gone. She's done. She's going to testify about the Benghazi stuff on the 20th. They'll throw her a big party. Woohoo! And then she'll go hang out in Arkansas and New York and wherever else with Bill and help do some charity deal, as she was mentioning. And that's that. Governor Chris Christie, a little bit different situation. Number one, Cory Booker, who is the mayor of Newark, really wants to be governor next time around of Jersey. He says he thinks he's got an edge and has a great chance to beat Chris Christie. Chris Christie's being talked about as somebody who could still be the president of the United States, and he was also one of the most fascinating people on Barbara Walters' special. He's had a huge 15 minutes of fame thanks to a terrible storm that is crippling New Jersey. They just got approval. New Jersey, I guess New Jersey and New York would factor into this, but the Sandy funds for $60.4 billion, which ultimately won't be enough. There just was a 12-12-12 concert. Bruce Springsteen, John Bon Jovi, all kinds of people came together for that, and lots of people watched, and they raised a ton of money for them, so that certainly was good. And Chris Christie shaking hands with the president, touring the Sandy areas, doing Saturday Night Live, raised his profile. Here's what he had to say in that special.
Well, I've done this job pretty well, and I think people watched me for the last number of weeks in Hurricane Sandy doing 18-hour days and getting right back up the next day and still being just as effective in the job, so I don't really think that would be a problem.
She asked him about his weight and whether or not being heavy would affect him. Clearly, you could see the difference when he was with Obama, and certainly people know about the governor and his size, but she asked the question, and that was his response.
You know, speaking of future candidate runs,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you caught any of the 12-12-12 little fundraiser deal.
I did.
But Chelsea Clinton was kind of, she got out there in front. This is the first time I've seen her actually kind of be out front in front of a large audience. I get the feeling that she's probably going to eventually run for something. I don't know if maybe, you know, a congressional seat, something like that, but I think she might be up to something.
I wonder, too. She has been asked that question. When her mother was running and she was defending her constantly and that was put in that position of defending her in groups where people were asking things or whatever, she was asked that question and she didn't say no.
If she didn't want to get into the public eye, she wouldn't have done that fundraiser, I don't believe.
Right, why, you know, I mean, why
could,
do it?
Yeah, you could have other people do it. If you wouldn't need a Clinton Klan representative, Bill is always available to
always.
Get in front of the camera.
Always.
So I think she's setting up for maybe some kind of congressional run, and who knows, maybe 2020.
2020.
She'll be 40 years old.
Yeah, so she'd be the perfect age for it. Can you imagine? Imagine if one of the Bush girls, like Barbara Bush or Jenna, who's now pregnant.
Oh, I know. I was just going to say, more news. I just heard Jenna was pregnant.
Yeah, so imagine, though, if they decide to get into politics, and then you have Clinton in politics, and they could potentially spar off somehow.
Well, it wouldn't be Jenna. Jenna was the kind of partier,
yes.
From what
oh,
I remember. It would be,
yes, you're calling her a partier. She cannot be a smart girl because she had a few beers.
No, I'm just saying, it sounded to me, and obviously I don't know, but Barbara, her twin sister, was the
sure.
more studious political one.
Barbara was with her when they got busted for the underage IDs in Austin with the silly...
And to me, that's a non-story.
They were with the silly Secret Service, and they got busted. It is a non-story. That was crazy that made big headlines.
Wow,
but that's,
college kids have fake IDs. Getting into
shocker.
Bars under the age of 21.
I never would have done that. Never, ever.
I never did that either.
Never. Kids. Never.
Not a responsible
never did
young
that.
Lad
never.
Like myself.
No. Uh-uh. No, I was on the chess team, and I played backgammon in my room, and I didn't do those things. So I just went to the number one party school in the United States of America, Ohio University, which now it's like two on the list. So I was in the library. That's all I'll say, Your Honor, when all that nonsense was going on at campus, at the campus somewhere. So it does set up for an interesting speculation about who we may see run in the future, way down the line, but in the future. I wouldn't be shocked if Chelsea Clinton jumped in. You know, one of the Bush sons is jumping into politics, and they think that there's another one that might get involved, and the Kennedys are involved in politics. So there's that family history that maybe if you get dragged around to so many fundraisers and you hear people coming over the house and committees and it just is in your blood or isn't in your blood. Maybe it sends some of them screaming away from it and others saying, yeah, you know what, this is not, this might be how I'll go. The public service route, probably. So our nail to score was put away in the previous hour, and just a good reminder for you through the holidays, we're doing nail the score, so you have a chance to be a winner. We'll have it next week, and even the following week, that'll be the day after Christmas. Just a couple of shows were out, but we're coming back. Matt insisted that he wanted to be back doing the deal by Wednesday, the day after Christmas, so we will definitely be back, and we'll be doing Nail the Score. Just tuck that away when I'm giving out the phone number, knowing that thousands and thousands of people are listening, and certainly they'll call to try to nail the score. And if you would just remember that, that would be very, very big of you to be able to do that. So, some other odds and ends to throw in here for this segment. In looking at the holidays and what's coming up, it's always a good movie time. We do cheap movie reviews on our Friday morning show. People are really buzzing about The Hobbit, that it's supposed to be on the level of Lord of the Rings. It's Peter Jackson, and Peter Jackson does this very, very well. Lord of the Rings was great. I resisted watching it and then ended up watching all three over a weekend period of rainy, crummy outside weekend period, but it was well worth it, and some say this is maybe better. Maybe better. Tough to know. I haven't seen it. but it looks good. I've seen the spots for it, and it absolutely looks like it'd be entertaining. This could be end up being the movie, the big movie that spikes, moves the needle, and makes some money for the studio. The special effects look absolutely incredible, and that's part of the deal. If you have kids, you're taking them to the movie, 3D, special effects, that's what really sells. And The Hobbit has all of those. And the interest in the creatures and The Hobbit, the whole thing is, I would say, is pretty high. One other thing here as a final, let's put this one to bed and see what we find out about it. The Oregon male shooter who killed himself was a guy named Jacob Tyler Roberts, 22 years old. His family just absolutely stunned by this, and there are no words, they say, to really express the grief of the two people being killed and the 15-year-old being wounded but staggering away. And she's in serious condition still in an Oregon hospital. He went, he had sold his belongings, was supposed to be moving to Hawaii. A lot of people hadn't heard from him and were a little bit concerned, not thinking this. But he carried several fully loaded ammunition mags when he walked into the Clackamas Town Center in Portland, in Happy Valley is the name of the suburb, and went to the court and started to shoot. And the gun jammed, or who knows what would have happened, but they're baffled by what prompted the violence from him, since there were no signs that he had this. There was nothing indicating that this was a possibility, that any kind of crime was possible. In the background, they're not seeing any of that, and he had no record. He was a solo act. He did this himself, so he didn't have any help with it, but very, very sad time for the people in that area that were involved in that, that narrowly escaped with their lives. And thank goodness for that jammed gun. That is a Christmas miracle for many of those people who were diving under seats and running at the other side of the mall. Stay with us. We are turning the page.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Obviously, the last couple days, what happened in Oregon, in the mall, two people killed, and then the young gunman turning the gun on himself and killing himself. And, of course, we're learning more now. There was a Facebook page, apparently, that had some details about Jacob Roberts, that's his name, where he had a couple of different comments. One, I have lived one crazy life so far. So in Oregon and elsewhere, we're trying to make sense of, wow, how does this happen? What happened? What happened to this kid in the panic at thousands of people at a very crowded mall. So joining us in the wings right now, Rhonda Martin. She's a board-certified licensed professional clinic counselor, and she specializes in anxiety disorders. She's got a book out called Stuck, and check it out. It's a guide for kids and parents dealing with panic, anxiety, and obsessive-compulsive disorders. Rhonda, thanks for popping on ATN.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
So now we're starting to learn more details about, you know, what happened here. People were describing, you know, witnesses were saying, boy, he looked young. He looked like he could be a teenager. He was dressed in fatigues, camouflaged himself and had a hockey mask on. And, you know, you look at a photograph of him and he was young. He was 22. You look at a photograph of him, he looks like any other kid that could be in college or getting out of college. And it's so frightening to me to see how people seem to just be a snapping. What, you know, and of course you didn't treat him or know him, but when you hear stories like this and then you start to hear details about the gunman who then killed himself, what are you thinking about what's happening across the country?
Well, first of all, it's just so heartbreaking for the two that have been killed in this situation. My feelings go out to their families, and I'm hoping for the 15-year-old in the hospital to do well and recover completely. So, you know, we have to just be thankful that, although that's so heartbreaking with them, that because of the jammed gun and because the mall was locked down so quickly, because of the quick response from the police force, the first ones were there within 90 seconds. In a way, we have to just say, you know, at least this is where it stopped. So it could have been so much worse. And looking at it from the psychology perspective and trying to see what kind of person could do something like this, I think you had mentioned that there are some notes on his Facebook page still up, and a couple of those really give us an idea about personality disorders. In psychology, we tend to diagnose individuals as Axie 1 would be just major psychological issues, and then the Axie 2 is where we see personality disorders, which are some sustained issues that individuals usually can be diagnosed with somewhere in their mid-20s, but the behaviors are there usually long before that. And some of his comments are really all we have to go by, and a few of them, the one, I'm the kind of person who's going to do what I want, I'm the conductor of my choo-choo train, he says there's no reason for another person to tell you what to do. Those tend to be the types of beliefs that people with narcissistic personalities have. And then if we look a little further onto some of what was on the Facebook page, he made reference to a cigarette burn on his own earlobe, has pictures of himself, photos in the shooting range. Those type of situations, I mean, who really is going to put that on their Facebook unless there's something going on with them? And that would fall more into a conduct disorder or kind of an antisocial personality type. Again, usually we don't diagnose that till mid-20s, but it's hard to read that Facebook information and not think of these two type of personality disorders.
Yeah, and you know, I'll say this on the show, and I say, wow, if you can reach out to someone or you see some red flags, they look like they're dealing with something, if it's a coworker, isn't there a way to reach out and help people before they snap this way? But there was a girlfriend of his, somebody that he dated for almost 6 months, who I saw an interview with, and she said, you know, I don't know what to feel. He was a really good guy. He was really happy, and he put everyone before himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was her, that was what she said. So I guess, is there anything people can do where they can reach out to someone at work, or is there, I mean, maybe it is a question we can't answer. I don't know, but maybe we can reach out to people.
Well, one of the individuals that was interviewed said that his phone had been disconnected and that he sort of disappeared from what she had known of him for the past year or so, that something had changed. And I think anyone that has that happen, if that happens with any of our friends or family members, we do need to reach out and say, look, you know, I tried calling you on the phone. The phone's disconnected. Is there something going on financially, or is there something else you need some help with? And reaching out is certainly what we can do. And with a lot of these tragedies that have occurred in the past year and a half that are similar to this, there generally are some footprints that happened prior to it. I know, you know, I'm in Ohio, so reaching out to the Chardon shooting that occurred, there were some footprints on the Facebook page, and there were some signs ahead of time. And I think we're all just trying to be polite and not get involved in others' lives, but we really need to step up and do that. If there's any sign, it's not rude, it's caring.
Yeah, great point. What about, especially knowing that something's, patterns happen, that all of a sudden someone's dropped out, and so what is it? Why have they dropped out? Why not find out, pick up the phone, or if they don't have the phone, it's disconnected, try to go over and see them or ask some questions. What about, the people that I mentioned, witnesses? What about, witnesses? Are they at a possible risk for post-traumatic stress?
They are, definitely. And this morning I had a radio show with a radio station in Portland, Oregon, and just listening to, you know, there were 10,000 people that were doing holiday shopping or other errands in the mall at that time. And thinking about that number, it's so vast. And then the family members of those 10,000 that might have been at their home knowing that they were at the mall and have heard this on the news and became concerned if their loved one was okay. Those that have family members that they know have jobs in the mall, whether they were working or not, if you know someone worked there, that would certainly immediately traumatize a person. And so there was a lot of chaos and a lot of shock in that whole community, given that number of people that were involved. So with that, we definitely have to look to acute stress disorder, which is really the closer to the proximity of the traumatic event, the greater the likelihood a person would end up with that. And if they're having trouble sleeping after a week or 2 weeks, if they're hypervigilant beyond a few weeks, I mean, we want to know that that's normal. At the beginning, the next few days, a door slamming or any sound is going to really upset almost all of those people that were in close proximity. But as time goes on over the next few weeks, we're hoping that those individuals that were there are able to get some normal sleep patterns back and are able to tell the whole story of what happened in a way that they remember all the aspects of it and that they can tell it and not just have little sound bites or just little flashbacks that they remember. We want them to be able to put it all together and be okay with it in a few weeks, enough that they can continue on with their own life. If not, then they would need to be looked at for post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. We're speaking with Rhonda Martin. She, of course, as I mentioned before, is a counselor, a licensed professional clinic counselor. She specializes in anxiety disorders. I would imagine there's going to be some anxiety for people maybe heading to the mall. What about people trying to deal with that, not just in Portland, Oregon, but maybe across the country? Because this is the water cooler buzz, as you know, Rhonda. People are talking about this story a lot, so it elevates it even more. And people are shopping. This is the time of year where you run out to the mall and you're fighting for parking spaces and whatnot. So how do you deal with that without completely, constantly feeling that you have to look over your shoulder?
Well, I think that there'll be a small percentage of individuals that will just, they might have anxiety to begin with even before this, and they might decide just to order online and to do their shopping that way. But for the majority of individuals, I think that they'll return back to the mall as soon as we get an understanding. With a cinema shooting, a lot of people for the next few days were uncomfortable with the idea of going to a cinema at all. However, as soon as they understood the background, the psychiatric problems that seem to be prevalent with that, with the shooter there, I think the same thing is going to happen here when we can learn more about who the shooter was and try to make some sense of it in whatever way is possible. In a matter of days, I think individuals will return back to the malls, but they might be a little bit more vigilant. They'll have their cell phone charged and with them in case they need it. They'll know where the exits are at, which was a very, very big issue in a lot of the stories from these witnesses at the mall shooting. These individuals that return back to malls should know exactly where those exits are at. And I think it's fine to be a little bit more aware and vigilant. I know myself, when I get shopping for clothes, I might get a little bit too interested in that. And I think it's a good idea not to be, to be more aware. And but I think most people will return back to the malls and be fine in a few days.
Yeah, it's a good point anyway to know where the exits are. What if there was some kind of weird fire or something happened? It could be something else. And, of course, you're right. You get involved in the shopping. And I couldn't tell you, Rhonda, when I'm in Macy's or wherever, where the exits are. I'm always trying to find
exactly where
the car is.
Yeah, so. I understand. Likewise here. So, but, yeah, just whatever it takes for those people to feel more in control when they go back next time. So just knowing that. And, you know, it's interesting. I had a few conversations today with some parents who said, you know, I have three kids. What would I have done if I was in a mall and something like that happened? It's a good point. Make sure when you go out to a place that you have enough help, you know, two parents and three kids, or if you can avoid that, because that would be difficult. So just whatever you can do if you have the anxiety to make sure you feel in control of yourself and your own safety in that situation.
Yeah, some great advice. Definitely, let's hope that we have the rest of the holidays a safe holiday for everybody, and don't get too concerned where you're so upset by what's happened that you can't enjoy yourself if you're going out there and you're shopping. Rhonda, great stuff. Pick up her book called Stuck. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again down the line sometime.
Thank you. Have a great evening, Kate.
You too.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Noel Joy Klinker. You know who that is? I bet you don't, but I'm going to tell you about her. Baby girl born 12:12 p.m. on 12/12/12. That's a lot of 12s. That has to be good luck. And check this out. Her mother was in labor for how long? 12 hours. How many 12s could be in one little girl's life? This is a story has been reported all over the place, but that is pretty lucky, Noel. Congratulations to the Klinkers giving birth to a baby at 12/12 on 12/12/12 after 12 hours of labor. All right, it's time we turn our sights on the mail, and without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
There's like that pregnant pause in there. I'm going to make him say it again. Say it again, please.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank thank you. As this previously was discussed, I do like it when at least one or two people in my life, and if they're men, it's even better, do what I want when I want it. It doesn't happen often. I think all of you can relate to that, guys. Weigh in on it. Okay, so our first snail mail comes to us from Joe, who says, tired of politics, Kate, I got to tell you. I like the fact that you mix in other things because the fiscal cliff, frankly, bores the crap out of me. It is sad and it affects all of us, no doubt, but we have no control over this. I know you say power to the people, and yes, it's true. We should be active. We should be involved. We should make those phone calls. And I think many of us try to do it, but at some point you just give up. So for this Christmas, I'm not going to say the word fiscal cliff, and I hope you avoid it as much as possible. Thanks. Love the show. Well, the fiscal talks, let's take the cliff out of it, are just on that same course, going around that same track. Democrat, Republican, give me your cuts. Let's take some taxes, but yet nothing is ever solved. I mean, it's not in writing. We don't have anything that we can point to and say, yeah, there you go. That's what's going to happen. That's it. That's the ticket. Speaking of tickets, let's move on to this one from Terry in New Jersey, who says, did you happen to catch Barbara Walters' special? I asked because a couple of politicians were featured, and the person of the year was General Petraeus, because it was so odd that he had come so far in his career and then ultimately took the big fall with the sex lies and scandals and all that stuff. But I wanted to ask you about Hillary Clinton. She talked to Hillary Clinton, and it seems that Clinton is resigned to stepping away from politics once she is done with the State Department. Do you think that's true? I think it's true. I think she looks exhausted. What do you have when you've been a senator, you've been a first lady, you've been a senator, you've done the Secretary of State thing, you ran for president to exhaustion, you're almost, you know, 66 years old, whatever it is. Why not just chill and just work on philanthropic things? You know, Clinton has that foundation where lots of Republicans and Democrats are involved. It's a bipartisan thing, and it doesn't matter what somebody's political background is. It's become, the Clinton Initiative has become very, very big. So she probably would jump into that or maybe do something else. I don't think so. What's going to be interesting about Clinton is there's massive pressure from the Republicans to see Clinton testify as soon as possible. And this is about that whole Benghazi thing in Libya, the attack. So she is scheduled to appear on the 20th of December before the House Foreign Affairs Committee, because she's the top person. I mean, that's it. It doesn't get any higher than that in the States. So what does Clinton have to say about what happened there? This is the story that has no real ending. Let's just cap the ending on it and maybe get some more direct answers. What was interesting, I did see that little snippet of her on the Walters thing, is she said she lived her life by the golden rule, and she was tired of talking to liars. She was tired of going into places where she knew they were lying. But that was an interesting comment. So let's see what happens on the 20th. And that may be one of her last official acts. They'll throw a big party, and then she's retiring. And will she come back and run for president? She says no. But saying no and then people approaching you, those are two very, very different things. Here's this from Michelle, who says, Kate, did you happen to check out what happened to that Fox News dude who was punched in the face at the pro-union protests in Michigan? It seems as though very little was said about it in the media, and he took one heck of a punch. There's some online guy, I think, is what I saw. I did read the story, and you have some of the facts right. It was in Michigan. There was that huge rally outside of the Capitol in Lansing, and there were a bunch of confrontations between the union demonstrators and the right to work people who were supporting right to work to go in that direction. So there's a Fox contributor. His name is Steve Crowder, and he was questioning, who's out there with Mike, questioning demonstrators. And he was posting the video. They were posting the video. And somebody got kind of aggressive and told him to get the F out of his face. So then he decides, after Crowder is not doing that, after he is out interviewing people, he decides that he's going to punch him in the face before somebody actually grabbed onto him and restrained him, because that's on camera, and you may have seen a little snippet of that scuffle breaking out when the protesters were actually trying to tear down some sort of tent set up by the Americans for Prosperity organization. And we were actually going to talk to someone from that group, but he got delayed or something happened to Scott Hagerstrom. So we'll see if we can find out what was going on with the AFP. There was lots of confusion and screaming and arguing and whatnot. So there were more pro-union people, very few right to workers or get rid of the union folks that were out there in the middle of the protest. It was mostly pro-union people, and that's where all that heatedness came in. Let's go to another one. This comes to us from Vermont, and somebody named Sunshine says, that might be a nickname, that's a pretty decent nickname. Sunshine says, Kate D., McAfee in the U.S. How about that? Deported from Guatemala. The guy seems a little nutty, a little off, I have to say. I don't know what you think, but he's been making some rambling comments. However, he's free from the whole Belize thing and the neighbor and what happened there. Doubt that he's going to be questioned. He probably feels pretty excited that he was able to get back in to the United States. Okay, I'm going to say he pulled a few strings. His lawyers pulled a few strings. When you have a lot of money and you're the piracy or the antivirus king, he was the software founder of McAfee. So that's what happened. He jumped on an American Airlines. They got him on there. He landed in Miami and bada bing, that's it. He says he didn't get money or information or any of that kind of stuff. So we'll see if anything comes of this. It was such a very strange, crazy story in the first place. And this may be my favorite email of all time. This one comes to us from Road Trip Producer, it looks like, Road Trip Producer, who says, ultimately, let's put that overused word in the dungeon, please, 25 times an hour. Ultimately, in the dungeon. Stop the repetitive use. So, notice, Road Trip, I don't think I've used the word ultimately. I don't know if Matt was paying attention, but I wrote him a note earlier in the day to ding me if I used it. Yeah, that's when
ultimate.
You...
ultimate.
But not ultimately. There is a difference, so I have not used it. I've not used it 25 times in an hour. I'm quite certain of it. I love this email. I love that he listened and he says I was using it. So there you go. It's retired from my vocabulary.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eatfreezedirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex.